Greetings and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison, and my intention with this podcast is to offer ideas, insights, and inspirations so you can live life better. Greetings and welcome to week 4. You are not alone. This week I intended to do a different book excerpt. After my morning meditation, this is the one that presented itself for today. Here we go. I have one brother, Tony, who has 2 children, Byron and April, and 1 grandchild, Aiden. I married TD and gained 2 bonus sons, Tyrell and Dwayne. My mother used to say we are a small family, but we are mighty. My parents instilled in us a bond that continues to this day. My brother has been my protector, my agitator, my friend, and my confidant my entire life. Growing up, I was involved in theater, band, oratorical contests, and more. Growing up, he was there, like it or not, at all of the dance recitals, music recitals, graduations, theater productions, and whatever else I had going on. I can still hear my parents saying, "You support and protect your sister." And to this day, he still does. He has been to book signings, salsa birthday parties, and most recently, my meditation hike. I am so grateful to have him in my life. I'm a person who has to talk things out, and while talking things out, I usually find the direction I need to go. Tony is one of my talking partners. He knows just the right questions to ask and offer encouragement along the way. A few of his signature statements include, "You'll figure it out." And it seemed like a good idea at the time. Both are very true for me. This weekend, I celebrated another birthday, and I give thanks that while my parents are no longer here, my brother is. This weekend, I celebrated another birthday, and I give thanks that while my parents are no longer here, my brother is. I used to call my parents on my birthday to thank them for having me. When my mother was alive, I would share how grateful I was for my brother, and she told me, "Your brother doesn't like acknowledgement. He never has." And he still doesn't. Interesting. He has a nickname for me I don't like, and he still calls me that anyway. I think we're even now. Oh well, so much for the little sister behaving. So for those people who think the good guys don't win, I disagree. My brother Tony Faison is a good guy, and I'm grateful to have this good guy in my life. So here's to my brother, who I love, appreciate, and adore. And I'm so grateful to have him on this journey with me. The excerpt from my book, ebook, audiobook, Why Struggle? Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes is, "You are not alone." You are not alone. Life is challenging. How often have you thought you were the only person going through something difficult? You are not alone. We are afraid to share our fears and our stories because we don't want to be judged by others. People are not as strong, confident, and wise as they seem. Other people are afraid, lonely, and going through tough times too. You may think you are the only person experiencing what you are feeling. Trust me, there is someone else experiencing the same fear, anxiety, pain, hurt, or joy you are feeling. Remember, no matter what is happening, you are not alone. My mom used to remind me to have a talking partner. She said it was important to have someone you could be vulnerable with to express your fears or concerns. You will instinctively know who you can share your thoughts with at these times. Trust your intuition and find a talking partner. Practice. Think of something you feel self-conscious about. Share this feeling with someone you trust and respect. As you become more comfortable, share more of your feelings with other people. Affirmation. Life is joyous. I am surrounded by love. I am grateful to have my brother around to call me nicknames I don't like and to laugh and share memories. He is one of the best talking partners I could have because we have such a deeply personal history together. I definitely feel supported and grateful to have him in my life. Who are your talking partners? Feel free to reach out if you'd like to share your thoughts. BarbaraFaison, LLC@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. And if social media is better for you, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram are best. The card I pull for us today from my Relax, Listen, and Trust Your Inner Guidance card deck in this moment is the number 2, Relax. I turn off my devices for 15 minutes. Interesting. The same card came up last week. Can you put your devices away for 900 seconds? Sure you can. Let me know if you do. Considering breath work or meditation as a tool for living life better? Here are a few resources that can support you. On the second and third Wednesday of each month from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, I host my Breathe with Barbara live session that includes gentle movement, breath work, meditation, and silence. These gatherings are intimate, about 6 to 8 people, and only $15 a session. You can find the link to register at barbarafaison.com/store. If you prefer to have a teacher for instruction, I offer one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions with a minimum of 3 people. Send me an email or message through the contact form on my website if you're interested. If you prefer using apps, I encourage you to check out the Insight Timer app. It is the number 1 app for free meditations for sleep, anxiety, and stress, and I have over 50 meditations, book excerpts, and my courses for premium members, and more on the app. The link is insighttimer.com. My meditations are posted free on other apps including Aura, Meditation Station, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon, and more. Just search for Barbara J. Faison as the artist and you'll find me. I'd love for you to follow me, put me on your monthly playlist, and choose the notification bell to learn when I have posted new meditations. You can also find upcoming events and where you can meditate with me. All of the links are on linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. I hope you will check out my YouTube channel, Barbara Faison, where I share ideas, insights, and reminders to be in the present moment called breath breaks and more. If you'd like to take a breath break, you can find over 50 on the Breath Break playlist. Be sure to subscribe, follow, share, and leave a comment if you joined. Feel free to share your thoughts, ask a question, or just say hello to me via email at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. Thank you for your support and being on this journey with me. Until next time, keep breathing and do something new. Be well and be kind to you. Keep breathing.